Come in. Ah, good morning. Do come in.
Thank you.
Do sit down now. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm interested in your memory training course.
Oh, good. Well, a lot of people feel that they'd like to improve their memories, and the wonderful thing is, improving them is not as hard as nails.
I beg your pardon?
As hard as nails. It's word association. You see, the basis of my system. You remember things by associating with people like that.
People like what?
They like to improve their memory. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm interested in your course.
Good, you remember that, you see. You've learned to associate your interest in my course with my asking why you're here. You see, association of ideas. It's the basis of everything we do to acquire a better memory. But it's not as hard as,
I'd think.
No, hard as nails. Remember? Never mind. You'll soon pick it up. Now, take a common object like this.
A saucer.
Good. Well done. Now, what does it make you think of?
Well, what
would you like to think of?
Like to think of?
A nude woman.
A nude woman?
Well done. Well done, you're getting it. And what is the nude woman doing?
Drinking tea.
Good. And what's she drinking tea out of?
A cup.
Quite right. Cup. Cup and saucer. It's a saucer. Do you get the idea?
Well, I'm not sure.
What is the association of ideas? That's the basis of our method. Indeed, of the whole hole in the wall. And what do I see? Through the hole in the wall, a nude woman. Every time.
Every time?
Of course, it's such a strong image, you can't forget that. And you associate that with anything you want to remember. Anything. Numbers, dates, names. Try me.
Battle of Trafalgar.
Trafalgar Square, square. Hole in the wall, look through the hole in the wall, what do I see?
A nude woman.
Excellent. Who is this nude woman?
I don't know.
The Empress Josephine, 1815. Rhymes, you see? Josephine, 1815.
1815 was Waterloo. Trafalgar was 1805.
Wait a minute. I haven't finished yet. Josephine's wearing boots, Wellington boots. You can't see her toes. So deduct the 10 you can't see from 1815, 1805. Simple.
All right, the date of Waterloo.
1815.
Yes, but how do you do it?
Battle of Waterloo. Waterloo Station. Train to Brighton. Brighton Pier. Pier through the hole in the wall. And there's the Empress Josephine in the new Josephine, 1815.
But you've got to deduct 10. She's got Wellington boots on.
No. Battle of Waterloo. Duke of Wellington. In he comes, wants his boots back, so we see her toes. No need to deduct 10. Waterloo, 1815. See?
Fire of London?
What?
The date of the Fire of London.
Let me think. Fire of London. Fire, fiery, diary, Samuel Pepys. Yes, Pepys wrote in this diary about the Fire of London. Samuel Pepys, through the hole in the wall, what does he see?
A nude woman?
No. Three nude women. By the light of the fire, he sees three stunning, gorgeous nude women. 666, 1666. Easy, is it? Foolproof. Now, if you'd like to sign here...
The death of Charles I.
Where it says, for the rest of my life...
The execution of Charles I.
What's the matter? Don't you trust the system?
No.
Very well. Charles I beheaded by Oliver Cromwell. Cromwell Road, Terminal, Heathrow Airport, plane to New Delhi, train to Lucknow. Look now, through the hole in the wall, and what do you see? A stunning, very young, nude woman. Who is it?
Harriet Beecher Stowe.
No, it's Nell Gwynn. Just reached the age of consent, so there she is, banging away with Charles I, 1649.
How do you get 1649?
Oh, come on, 16, age of consent.
What about the 49?
It's Charles I. Lost his head. So, she's giving him head. Giving it to him, he's giving it to her. They both got boots on, deduct 20, 49. 16, 49. Now, if you'll just sign here...
This system of yours is dirty.
You want to see the brochure?
No, I don't. I don't want the brochure and I don't want your course. I'm none other than Mr. Kehoe Pinney. President of the Campaign Against Filth and Blasphemy. And we're going to ban this memory training system of yours in Swansea, Harrogate, East Devon, Preston, Glasgow, Staines, Ewell, Guildford, Bournemouth, Watford, Yeovil, Dudley, Stourbridge, Quinton, Luton, Weston-super-Mare, Plymouth, Torquay, Paignton, Sidmouth, Eastbourne, Bishop Auckland, Wigan, Jersey, Haverford West, the whole of Berkshire, the whole of Cornwall. And why are we banning it? Because we are the ones who know what's disgusting. We don't have to see a pigsty to know it stinks, ladies and gentlemen. It's an insult to decent, right-thinking people. Not that we'd ever have anything to do with it anyway. And even if we did, it wouldn't harm us. Never. It would never harm us. Only other people who aren't as mentally stable and mature as we are. Thank you.
So you don't want the course?
No.